a difference a year makes. How does this year feel for you? Last year, I would be honest, a lot of people didn't know who you are coming here. You made the team by the hard work and the performance. How different does this offseason feel?
It feels a little different. You know, obviously you still have to work hard and do all the things necessary, but, you know, feel a little more comfortable getting used to, you know, being around and the guys and everyone and facility and everything. So I feel a little more settled in.
What was your biggest adjustment to pro football?
Probably the speed and how, you know, how fast everyone is. So you got to kind of keep your head on a swivel. That was the main thing, is just the speed of the game.
You had the opportunity to play with some experienced receivers, two of which are no longer here, as we know. What did you learn last year as a wide receiver in the National Football League? You obviously caught up the speed of the game because you played well when you got in there. What are some of the things you learned?
I guess like overall gist of it would just be details. I mean, everybody, you know, every receiver in the NFL is good. So the thing that'll separate you from the other guys is just little details. That's what Pierre and Deshaun always had told me and stuff. You know, just stay on top of the little details, make sure you do the little things right, and that'll separate you. So,
you know, I was amazed at how well you caught the football in traffic. You had a lot of big catches. How fast is that ball coming? Talk about what you're concentrating on, because you got to concentrate on your route. You're also concentrated on your defender. And before you know it, that ball's on you. Could you talk about that process?
Yeah. The NFL, Kirk's arm is a lot different from, you know, anybody you play with in college. It comes pretty fast. You just got to kind of try to focus on the ball and as much as you can, you know, try to watch it all the way in because, like you said, it's coming so fast. You know, it could slip away from you real quick. So you just got to focus on it and watch it all the way in. That was the main thing.
What does it mean to you to have the confidence of your head coach? I know it means a lot, but in the process of the Redskins and free agency, we know the two receivers are gone. We know Terrell Pryor came, and every opportunity the coach had, he talked about you and Ryan Grant being very capable out there. What does that confidence from Coach Gruden mean?
It means a lot. Just, you know, every day building in practice, you know, showing them that you can play and knowing what you got to do, I think that helps a lot. So just being comfortable.
You know, your coach, Ike Hilliard, I probably have had lunch with him how many times? Probably 100 times. And he has never once come on the show. He is reluctant because he says he doesn't like doing interviews. So he's going to have to let his wide receivers speak for him. What kind of coach is Ike Hilliard?
I don't think it's really one word you could describe Ike. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great coach. He knows what he's doing. He's very likable. So I think we learn a lot from Ike. Yeah, he's really good.
The fact that he was a former outstanding receiver, what does that bring to the table for a coach?
I think honestly brings a lot. You know, having someone play the game and go through the same experience as you, it just, you know, they understand a lot. You know, having a coach that, you know, maybe that never played the position or didn't play at all. So I think him playing and going through the same stuff just makes it a lot easier for him and us to understand and get on the same page.
What are you concentrating on this offseason? Before you know it, it's the offseason program, April the 17th. The guys are going to be back. It's the training. It's the conditioning. Then on the field with OTAs. So up until then, what's your biggest point of emphasis in training?
I guess just to, like I said, like details. Just try to, you know, fine-tune everything and try to just come back as ready as possible. So
strikes me as you're a multiple sport athlete growing up. Am I right?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
Basketball, a little baseball my younger years, but mainly basketball and football.
And what took you towards football?
I think I just loved it more, honestly. Yeah, I really loved it. Just felt comfortable out there and felt good. I feel like I can go a long way, so I just took that route.
California guy, right?
I'm actually born in North Carolina, but I went to college at Cal.
Okay, where in Carolina are you from?
Greensboro.
Wow, how about that? So, a Carolina fan? I used to be Redskins country, you know.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't really a big Panthers fan or anything like that, but right. Yeah, there's a lot of Redskins fans there. Yeah, everyone, I go back home, you know, everyone says diehard Redskins fan, so.
So this cold didn't throw you too much?
Nah.
Maurice Harris, keep an eye out for Maurice Harris. He's got great hands, great route running ability. Big things coming up in 2017 for both.